Well, imagine a Chevy Chase couple at the Academy Awards. They were joined by the 19-year-old star of their 40-minute nominee for Best Documentary Short.
And the Oscar goes to Inocente, Sean Fine, and Andrea Nichols.
And most of all, we want to thank this young lady who was homeless just a year ago, and now she's standing in front of all of you.
Yeah.
And she's an artist, and all of you are artists, and we feel like we need to start supporting the arts. They're dying in our communities, and all of us are artists, and we need to stand up and help girls like her be seen. And heard.
Awards are in Sean's blood. His parents met at WJLA and won 4 Peabody Awards. And his grandfather was a photographer for the Redskins. Andrea grew up in Rochester, New York. And eventually both made their way to National Geographic in D.C.
He was so quiet all the time. And then finally I saw him get really passionate about this thing and start being like this. And I just remember, I'm like, there you are.
The two started going on movie dates in Georgetown. And Sean proposed to Andrea with the same engagement ring his grandfather bought at Tiny Jewel Box.
My biggest critic and my biggest fan is the person I'm married to. Yeah, Andrew's an amazing writer.
Sean's an incredible cinematographer.
They co-directed the Oscar-nominated Doc War Dance in 2007. Then came the winning idea.
We read that 1 in 45 kids in America experience homelessness, which seemed insane.
They searched 3 months until they found Inocente, a homeless undocumented immigrant from San Diego who took refuge in her painting. Inocente speaks directly to the camera, tears flowing from colorful face paint.
Just because I'm homeless doesn't mean I don't have a life.
With your normal eyes, you don't pay attention to details. And those details are the things that I find the most interesting because they're things that we pass by in our normal, quick-paced lives.
I always felt like Sean would make a great cop because he, like, notices all the details about people.
Now they don't need no stinking badges. They have Oscar statues.
I remember looking down in front of us, and there's, like, Ben Affleck and
Jack Nicholson,
all these famous people.
At the Vanity Fair after party,
Daniel Day-Lewis was talking to us. We had Peter Fonda come up to us at one point, and he was like, art's so important. And I was like, Easy Rider is talking to me.
They remembered her on stage. That, to me, showed, like, these aren't all self-involved people. But sometimes I think we get lost. What people are wearing? Did this person fall down? I think sometimes it's refreshing to have
something very real.
Something real.
Through it all, Oscar Gold took a backseat to the burgundy and gold.
People like, oh, Washington, you must know all about politics. And I'm like, actually, if you ask me one thing I associate with Washington, it's the Redskins.
Sean was in the locker room for the 83 NFC Championship. His first trip to the Oscars, he wore his grandpa's Super Bowl rings. And this time, he wore RG3 socks with the motto, no pressure, no diamonds.
Watching him play is electric.
It's a no-brainer to me. Bringing Washington with me, you gotta bring something of your home to Hollywood.
Likewise, their Chevy Chase neighbors welcomed them home with flowers and champagne. No pressure, no diamonds. And to quote Shawshank, that's all it takes sometimes. Pressure and time. That and a big RG3 poster. With a big bravo to Inocente, I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley.
It was so cool yesterday when we had the Oscars right here the studio from Andrea and Sean. They're now our favorite filmmakers out there. We're rooting for them with their new projects as well.